Are you hungry? How about if I bring over a wooden serving tray and set it down in front of you? The first thing you notice is the cold soba noodles piled high on a shiny black lacquer plate. On top is a sprinkle of finely cut crisp nori seaweed. The next thing to get your attention, the one that smells so divine, is an expensive-looking oblong ceramic dish. Artfully placed on a folded sheet of white paper are several pieces of freshly deep-fried tempura. You can identify the slice of orange kabocha squash, a small piece of filleted white fish, a pretty shiitake mushroom with a star cut into its back, and two large shrimp that stretch the entire length of the plate. Oh, and beside those warm, crispy shrimp, on a bright green oba leaf, are a cone of grated daikon radish and a tiny dab of grated ginger. You can use your chopsticks to dissolve those into the tempura dipping sauce called tenzuyu. There's another dipping sauce, but this one's for the noodles. It's darker in color, and you'll find it in a matching lacquer cup. A cup that is fitted with a flat top, on which you'll see a lump of wasabi and some thinly sliced spring onions. Oh, and of course, there's a tiny saucer of pickled daikon and cucumber, as well as a steaming bowl of white rice. Are you hungry now? The reason we're talking about food on today's show, more specifically soba noodles, maybe you've heard of it. Toshikoshi soba, or year-crossing soba. It's a tradition that hundreds of thousands of people all over Japan take part in every New Year's Eve. Today, I'm going to tell you what it is, where it came from, and why it's practiced. I'm also going to make a very good argument about how it might be fun for you to start the tradition in your own house. Uncanny Japan is author me, Teresa Matsura, exploring all that is weird from old Japan. Strange superstitions and old wives' tales. Cultural oddities and interesting language quirks. These are little treasures I dig up while doing research for my writing, and I want to share them with you here on Uncanny Japan. I hope you like the show. Hey, hey, everyone. How are you? We're almost there. We're almost to the end of this wretched year. Now, I'm not saying we're all going to wake up on January 1st, 2021, to find bluebirds on our shoulders and songs jumping out of our mouths. But light at the end of the tunnel and hope? That would be nice. Today's show is somewhat related to that. Toshikoshi soba, or year-crossing soba, is a simple act of eating soba on New Year's Eve. Whether they participate in it or not, I would venture to guess that you'd be hard-pressed to find a Japanese person who doesn't know about this tradition. I did find a 2012 survey that said almost 60% of the population does in fact eat toshikoshi soba on the last day of the year. So what's this all about? Let's start with the name. While toshikoshi soba is the most common term and the only one I've ever heard in my 30-plus years here, it does go by other names depending on where you are in Japan. Here are a few. The first one is misoka soba. Misoka means the end of the month, so end of the month soba, and I'll talk more about that in just a second. Another name is o misoka soba. Adding big, or o, in front of misoka means it's the last day of the year. So, last day of the year soba, which sounds about right. Then there's tsugomori soba, which is a very cute name, but the kanji for tsugomori is the same as miso in misoka. So, the same. Next, you might hear about o toshi soba, big year soba, or toshitori soba, growing older soba, or enkiri soba. Enkiri means to cut off ties or a relationship with someone or perhaps something. Enkiri soba means cutting off the hardships from the previous year. And I'm going to talk more about that too. Okay, one more name. Jumyo soba. Jumyo is the length of your life. So it's thought to be called this because by eating the soba, you extend how long you live. Now those are a lot of names, but I'm pretty sure you can go anywhere in Japan and just call it Toshikoshi Soba and people will know exactly what you're talking about. So what kind of soba are you supposed to eat? That's easy. Any kind. It can be hot, cold, instant, or homemade. It doesn't matter. Then, when are you supposed to eat it? Again, anytime. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack? The only two rules I could find about eating Toshikoshi soba were, number one, you don't want to eat them at midnight. By doing this, you run the risk of finishing the meal after the new year has been rung in, and that would be bad luck. And the second rule, don't leave any noodles behind. This will mean that you won't have any pocket money in the coming year. Now, speaking of luck, that's one of the reasons for partaking in this yummy meal on New Year's Eve. Let me tell you a little about the history and with that the different meanings to the practice. One version of the story says that 800 years ago, during the Kamakura era, a Buddhist temple gave soba to the poor people on the last day of the year. It's as simple as that. But whether or not the custom now was born from that event is not exactly for sure. The custom actually took a hold in the middle of the Edo era, so roughly the 1700s. There are several theories, as there always are, about this. One is that the merchants would eat soba noodles at the end of the month. This was called misoka soba, which, if you remember, I just talked about misoka soba, the end of the month noodles. Somehow this changed into eating soba at o misoka, or the last day of the year. Another story that I find really interesting and that I hadn't heard before is that there was a quite prevalent and menacing disease in the Edo era called kakke, which in English is beriberi. The kanji characters are foot or leg and ki, which is that invisible energy that runs through us all. I learned in the 3rd century a Chinese doctor wrote about it using these same characters, because one of the symptoms was weakness and numbness of the feet. Beriberi is one of those diseases that I had heard about, but I couldn't tell you exactly what it is until now. So, without going into too much detail, it's truly awful. You get beriberi when you don't eat enough thiamine or B1 vitamins. While there are different types, overall, a person will lose weight, have impaired sensory perception, weakness, chest pain, and severe edema of your limbs, among other things. Back in the Edo times, somewhere along the line, someone discovered that people who ate soba didn't get this disease. I looked it up and it's true, soba is high in B1 vitamins. So the eating of soba was encouraged and people got better. Another thing about Toshikoshi soba is a saying, Kotoshi ichinen no saiyaku o tachikiru, to cut off this year's disasters and calamity. Basically, because soba noodles break apart more easily than other noodles, it's kind of symbolic of breaking off all the bad luck or hardships and other awful things that happened to you in the old year. This way you can start afresh. Now, here are some other interesting beliefs about eating soba on New Year's Eve. First, because it's long, you will have good luck for a long time in your long life. Another, back in the day, gold and silversmiths used small soba dumplings to pick up the tiny bits of spilled metals that invariably went everywhere when they were working. Soba thus collects wealth. There's also the theory that they ate these balls of soba sprinkled with gold and silver as a way of symbolically guaranteeing they'll continue to make money in the coming year. Another speculation, the soba plant can withstand great wind and rain during its growing season. When the bad weather subsides, the plant returns to its healthy self again, none the worse for wear. Eat the soba plant and be tenacious. Then let's not forget that soba was believed to remove poison from the five organs. That's all I got for that one, although it sounds interesting and promising. And then finally, because soba, the noodles, sounds like soba, to be beside someone, it meant by eating soba you ensure strong and good family ties. Your family will stay beside you during the coming year. And here's something else that's kind of interesting. If eaten with green onions, it's extra potent. Negi is onion in Japanese. The verb negu, totally different character, means to soothe the mind or to comfort. So a happy family with some soothing and comfort on top. Okay, here's a bit of trivia. In Kagawa Prefecture, it seems udon noodles are famous, not soba. So they just went ahead and changed the Toshikoshi soba to Toshikoshi udon. Despite being a little more difficult to break apart with your teeth, I think it's cute that they changed an entire tradition to help with their local product. Okay, now here's another thing to think about when you eat your year-crossing soba. And that's what to eat it with. I mentioned negi, spring onions, but there are a couple other toppings and their respective meanings. Shrimp, ebi, which we all know is the symbol of longevity. Remember how the curved back of the shrimp resembles an old person, as well as the long whiskers? So, if you want a long life, how about some tempura shrimp with that soba? Then there's herring, or nishin in Japanese, and that's the symbol of prosperity and having a whole bunch of children. So be careful there. There's also kamaboko. I like the word fish cake, although kamaboko has nothing to do with cakes. So think of a fish loaf, I guess. You can't have a New Year's in Japan without kamaboko. It's a white fish paste that's boiled after being molded onto a piece of wood. It's usually red and white, actually, or pink and white, and those are auspicious colors. Its shape is also supposed to resemble the rising sun. So kamaboko is just a good luck treat all around. Finally, abura age or fried tofu. Think of the outside of inari sushi. Abura age signifies wealth. Foxes love abura age. And they just happen to be the messengers of the deity Inari, who is linked with business and prosperity. If you've ever been to Japan at the end of the year, especially the last few days, you'll find all of a sudden there is soba being displayed prominently in every single supermarket. And before that, people start making reservations to their favorite soba restaurant, which will be running all day and night on New Year's Eve. There's even the tradition of giving end-of-the-year gifts, so you'll often find soba noodles are exchanged for just this purpose. And then, on New Year's Eve, when you return to the supermarket, you'll find they'll be making all manner of tempura nonstop. You can just choose the pieces you like and the noodles you like and have a quaint little good luck feast back home. Okay, let me finish up with a story I think I shared here years ago. But since then, I've discovered more, and I think I've uncovered a bunch of like-minded people. It starts with what my mother-in-law told me ages ago when I asked her what was the significance of eating soba on New Year's Eve. She didn't say anything about it being easy to cut or break apart and how that symbolizes breaking from the previous year's hardships. What she did tell me is that it meant that you should live a hosoku nagaku life, a thin and long life. Now, it's easy to understand long, but what did she mean by thin? Well, she said, It meant that you don't live lavishly or dangerously. You don't take chances. Instead, you live a very conservative and long life. Well, I was put off by that, so I asked her, why don't we eat kishimen or udon, which are both just as long but much thicker or wider? Or, hey, how about lasagna, if you really want an adventurous life? She didn't think that was funny, but I did for several years rebel and eat lasagna for New Year's Eve. I'm back to soba now, by the way. Anyway, while I was reading around, I found that there is indeed the opposite idea. Not hosoku nagaku, but futoku mijikaku, thick and short. Or a very rich and exciting life, but not necessarily long. I was thrilled to find Japanese people actually having this conversation, although I didn't see any mention of lasagna, a thick and longish life, I guess, which I think would be the best of both worlds. I wanted to do this episode a little early in the month to give everyone time to snag yourself some soba noodles and eat them on New Year's Eve. They can be fresh, frozen, homemade, or instant, it doesn't matter. And you can eat them hot, cold, in a salad, that doesn't matter either. And to tell you the truth, if you can't get a hold of soba noodles or you're allergic, I think any kind of long pasta would do in a pinch. Remember Kagawa does udon? So I guess as long as you don't do macaroni or shell pasta, it'll be pretty good luck. So just cook your long noodles on December 31st, and while eating them, imagine all the horrors and anxiety of 2020 breaking away and falling behind, and definitely not following you into 2021. Thank you all for listening to the show and supporting it by subscribing, reviewing, and telling your friends, or becoming one of my beloved patrons. We've got one more episode before the end of the year. We're almost there. So everybody hang tight, stay safe, and I will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. You've just reached the end of another episode of Uncanny Japan. Perhaps you'd like more. A monthly folktale translated and retold by me. The occasional binaurally mic'd soundscape like the ones you hear on this show. Or recipes, behind-the-curtain episodes, homemade postcards, and more. If you're interested in that or supporting the show in any way, please search for Uncanny Japan and Patreon. We've got a wonderful group over there. Thank you again for listening, supporting, reviewing, and telling your friends about the show. My name is Teresa Matsura, and I will talk to you again soon.